Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that a public official and somebody fairly high ranking in the school board has compared the idea of reopening schools to slavery and an expression of white supremacy. What does reopening schools have to do with white supremacy? If anybody wants to try to address that riddle, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. A lot of studies about what is going on with our closed public schools almost everywhere is that it is, in fact, black and Hispanic kids who are suffering the most, who have less chance to have parents who are doing home instruction. Now, it's tough if you have parents who are working two jobs or three jobs between two people, among two people. There's also the Equality Act, which will apparently be stopped in the Senate, and it's why it's so important to maintain that 50 vote at least, Republican presence in the U.S. Senate. We'll talk with David French about the Equality Act. He's one of those people who, with the Alliance Defending Freedom, for years, was directly involved with protecting religious liberty. How can religious liberty be protected against a sweeping piece of federal legislation that basically calls for, well, accepting what is more than a message of Oreo cookies? Why are Oreo cookies, why does it make sense for them to get involved at this point in the issue of transphobia and the rights, so-called, of trans people? We will get to that issue as well on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, the dilemma of Andrew Cuomo and the White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki, was actually required to address this today. Today in the New York Post, there is a third reporter, a reporter now, not someone who worked in his staff, who claimed she was bullied by members of the governor's staff. And she, like the other people bringing charges against him, is young and attractive. And this is just not a good look for a party that is so profoundly dependent upon female votes. Now, Andrew Cuomo has been elected three times as governor of New York. He was elected as state attorney general before that. He also, before that, had a job in the Clinton administration. And be careful, the Clinton administration was in its respectful treatment of young women. That's meant to be ironic. That is meant to be sarcastic. Sorry about that. But it's unfortunate for Governor Cuomo, but for someone who was so arrogant and so much relished the role of himself as a messiah in the early days of COVID, when combined with all the serious questions about Governor Cuomo suppressing the real numbers of deaths that people experience in nursing homes in New York, it's all very serious. This is the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki talking about the president's position regarding the new and upcoming independent investigation into Cuomo's actions. That's clip four.
The president's view has been consistent and clear that every woman coming forward should be treated with dignity and respect. That applies to Charlotte, that applies to Lindsay, and any woman coming forward. And since yesterday, of course, overnight, the Attorney General has been made clear that the Attorney General, the New York Attorney General, will oversee an independent investigation with subpoena power, and the Governor's office said he will fully cooperate. We certainly support that process, and we'll wait to see that through.
Okay, judicious, hands off, let's wait and see. She had not yet commented on this latest reporter, yet another one, John Oliver, on his HBO show. And John Oliver is certainly someone who is left center. He is not a conservative by any means, but he can be very funny. And after documenting Andrew Cuomo's current scandals, John Oliver says looking back at his leadership over the past year has taken on a whole new meaning. This is clip 16. Listen.
Even before the current scandals, there was something gross about Cuomo's glee in his public adulation last year, from his constant appearances with his brother on CNN to him co-signing on the term Cuomo-sexuals. The only sexual orientation, by the way, it is completely acceptable to discriminate against. To the book that he published last October about the lessons he'd learned from handling the still ongoing pandemic, which will presumably, one, do press conferences to the end. And those press conferences, where Cuomo loved to insist on the importance of facts, now play a little differently after everything we've learned, especially moments like this.
Follow the facts, they will show you the way. AJ Parkinson, that's what we've been doing in New York, following the facts.
Okay, the thing is, it's hard to follow the facts if the people in charge of those facts are actively withholding them from you. As far as advice goes, it's basically as useful as a bully saying, stop hitting yourself. And in both cases, yeah, I'd actually really like to. The thing is, some won't let me.
Okay, the latest on Governor Andrew Cuomo. A former New York journalist claims the damaging harassment and personal attacks she faced by Governor Andrew Cuomo and his administration were among the reasons that led her to quit her job. Lindsay Nielsen, in a post to Twitter yesterday, said she left Albany-based News 10 ABC following the alleged threatening tactics and incessant bullying she endured by the governor's office. Nielsen, who left News 10 in 2017 after joining the news outlet in 2012, told the New York Post today that the alleged harassment by the Cuomo team was one of the reasons why she quit her job. I didn't want to deal with it anymore. You have a vendetta against him, don't you? That was the last time I allowed someone connected to Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration to harass and manipulate me, Nielsen said in a statement posted to Twitter. Was during one of the many accusatory and threatening phone calls I received by his staff members that I realized this behavior was never going to stop, she said. It was shortly thereafter that I decided to leave my job at News 10. Nielsen continued, the late-night phone calls from the administration, the constant threats to call my boss, the incessant bullying to try and get me to stop doing my job, and reporting specific stories, it would never end. What is so dramatic and shocking about this is that she is not someone who is known to be a conservative or to be anti-Cuomo, or for that matter, I don't know if she's associated with any political point of view. But I think for many, many conservatives, there was a fear that after Trump lost the election, that all of a sudden you'd simply have... Oh, this is an ABC affiliate that she worked for. You would have all of these journalists and all of the people in mainstream media who would just be rallying behind support for Joe Biden, for Andrew Cuomo, for the various stars of the Democratic Party. It hasn't really happened that way. And again, I think that there may be people like Cuomo who, given the fact that he got such adoring coverage during the first part of the coronavirus pandemic, Governor Cuomo may be a little bit surprised by it, and not in a good way. So what's his political future? Is there any real chance of beating him? We'll talk about at least some ideas of people who are talking about running against him. Coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the dilemma of Andrew Cuomo. And part of, I think, what is going to be very serious for Democrats is, despite the fact that the New York Times did a detailed analysis where they talked about all of the various Republicans who might run against Andrew Cuomo, and all the many Democrats who are talking about running Andrew Cuomo, including Bill de Blasio. Yeah, the outgoing mayor of New York, who is leaving the New York mayoralty at the end of this year. This year, 2021, there is another election for mayor of New York. And right now the front runner appears to be Andrew Yang, but Bill de Blasio is not running. But he may, in fact, he even certified this over the weekend, he may consider challenging Governor Cuomo. If Governor Cuomo decides to run, for the first time, there are questions about whether he will actually run. The one candidate who most experts in New York politics, which is just incredibly complicated and Byzantine and extraordinarily vicious, the most formidable candidate against him would be the attorney general, who he has now asked to be in charge of appointing people who will conduct this investigation of the new charges over the weekend by, I believe her name is Christine Bennett, who claims that that Governor Cuomo, she says he never touched her, but he made repeated references about and questions about how did she like dating older men. She was 25, he's 63. And then the prior charges that had been brought out some time ago by Lindsay Boylan. It's a very serious level of attention for the governor, with a much more serious level involving the coronavirus, which he, of course, even wrote a book about his own, quote, heroic role in coping with the coronavirus. For Republicans, Tom Reed, who's a very fine, capable member of Congress, a Republican from upstate New York, may be interested in challenging Cuomo on the Republican side. And so they're also talking about Elise Stefanik, who just a couple of years ago was the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. She played a role defending President Trump in the prior impeachment. You may remember her on television. And Lee Zeldin, who has also been a very strong Trump supporter. The question is that President Trump is not particularly popular in his home state. But then again, neither is Andrew Cuomo at this moment. There are a lot of people questioning him. The difficulty is, would there be anyone who can raise the money to actually give him a race for a Democratic primary nomination? That's particularly true if there's more than one major contender against him. Because Cuomo will have his base of support, and people are thinking that with having been governor for 3 terms for 12 years, he will manage to pull this out. Well, we shall see. And it depends upon this investigation that will be centered on all of the details of the charges against him. And speaking of charges against him, there's this horrible story that just played out in Louisiana about a police officer, and as a police officer for Tulane University. And the headline is Louisiana police officer fatally shot over alleged mask dispute at a high school basketball game. It's a Louisiana police officer was providing security at a high school basketball game in New Orleans, was shot and killed following a mask-related dispute. Tulane University police officer Martinez Mitchum, he is black, was shot while working at George Washington Carver High School. John Schallerhorn, 35, who's also black, was booked early Saturday for armed robbery and first-degree murder of a policeman. And I mention the races here because, of course, if it were a black police officer shot by a white guy or a black guy shot by a white cop, of course they would bring race up. This is one where race is not apparently an issue. The race is just the issue is a bad guy. After arriving at the high school on Friday, Schallerhorn, that's the perp, allegedly robbed a 39-year-old man sitting in his vehicle in the parking lot, raising his shirt to brandish a firearm and demanding the victim's medallion chain. The victim handed the chain to Schallerhorn, who then attempted to enter the school but was stopped for not wearing a mask. In other words, okay, you've just robbed a guy in the parking lot, and you're not going to be smart enough to put on a mask and try to blend into the crowd? Well, no. The physical altercation ensued with a school employee, police said. Before Mitchum, the cop who was there, who had been assigned to the game, intervened and escorted Schallerhorn out. Schallerhorn, as he was leaving, allegedly shot the officer twice. He then placed the firearm on the ground and was taken into custody. Police said John Schallerhorn is charged with armed robbery and first-degree murder of a policeman. We are deeply saddened by the senseless and tragic death of Tulane University Police Department Corporal Martinez Mitchum. Corporal Mitchum was a dedicated police professional who had a heart of service for the Tulane community. And this is so terribly sad. It's also taking place in Louisiana. They had a recent analysis, and it was very detailed, about what's wrong with Louisiana. For 31 years in a row, Louisiana, for states, this is not for cities, statewide, Louisiana's had the highest murder rate in the country. 31 years in a row. And that's a craziness. And you can't blame it all on hurricanes. You have to look at something. They have a Democratic governor right now. It's one of those states which has turned from Republican to Democratic. But John Bel Edwards, who is the Democratic governor of Louisiana, somebody really, really, I mean, they have so many problems with poverty, with dysfunction, with family breakdown, and then on top of that, the difficulties facing the extractive industries that are so much part of Louisiana's economy. Clearly, there needs to be some kind of significant effort to end that 31-year streak of leading the country in murders. And God bless the people of Louisiana. It's a beautiful state and a wonderful place to visit. And may they have better times. Will they have better times thanks to Oreo cookies? Probably not. We'll get to that and to more. David French coming up on the MedVet Show.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. First deliveries of Johnson & Johnson single-dose coronavirus vaccine are expected early this week. At their Kentucky Distribution Center, boxes are the CDC greenlighted J&J's vaccine Sunday, making it the first single-shot vaccine approved for use in the United States. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News this is great news for everyone.
It's incredible news that we now have three vaccine candidates with an EUA so that Americans can start receiving them. Johnson & Johnson has guaranteed about 4 million doses to be shipped out this week to states and pharmacies alike.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are calling for an independent investigation into New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. This after another woman claimed that Cuomo made inappropriate comments to her. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, pleasure to welcome back to the show my friend David French, who is the senior editor of The Dispatch. He is a columnist for Time. He is a decorated veteran of our armed services, where he was deployed in the Middle East. His newsletter is called The French Press, and it is published three times every week. David, you write most recently about the Equality Act. And when people use that term, the Equality Act, it passed on a largely party line vote in the House. Why would it be that anyone would oppose an Equality Act?
You gotta love some of the names of these acts. It's sort of like, you know, the Save Our Children Act. Why would anyone oppose the? You always have to look at the details. And one of the things I wanted to make very clear when I'm talking about the Equality Act is I wanted to make a distinction that the Equality Act doesn't, but should, between invidious discrimination and other forms of discrimination. Invidious discrimination is what non-discrimination law is designed to stamp out. And that's the kind of discrimination that is arbitrary, irrational, and not reasonably related to a legitimate purpose. So, for example, an insurance agency saying, I'm not going to employ women, or I'm not going to employ people of a different race, or I'm not going to employ someone simply because they're LGBT. Those are examples. That's an example of invidious discrimination. But there are other kinds of discrimination that aren't just that are rational and sometimes even necessary. For example, having men's and women's sports is a kind of discrimination. But if you didn't have a distinction between men and women's sports, it'd be unjust to women. And so there are times when discrimination is appropriate, and discrimination in the means of making choices. And what the Equality Act does by sweeping away any real sex-based distinction between, for example, trans women and women, it creates circumstances where that are, you know, quite frankly, kind of irrational. In other words, circumstances where women could be exposed to male genitalia, or circumstances where women could compete in sports against biological males. And the idea that the Act should require women, for example, to compete against biological males, trans women, creates a situation that is unjust to many women. And so I think one of the things that has to be done with the Equality Act is to make this distinction between invidious discrimination and other kinds, and that was the point of my essay.
Wasn't it surprising to you how easily that this bill passed the House? Because as I understand it, if the Equality Act becomes law, they would almost surely claim that all federal prisons, that the army, that federal medical systems would all have to provide, well, for instance, what's called gender confirmation surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be tremendously costly, if nothing else, for the government?
I don't know how costly it would be, because the numbers of individuals that we're dealing with are relatively low, and the number of, and there's no real drought or lack of supply for people willing to do sort of the gender confirmation type medical care. But it seems pretty clear to me in reading the text of the Act that a lot of people had not thought through the implications. Another thing that I think is distinctive about the Act is that it explicitly says the Religious Freedom Restoration Act can't be used as a defense to the enforcement of the Equality Act. Now, why would it target religion so explicitly when the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and before that strong constitutional religious liberty protections have existed side by side with non-discrimination law for decades in America, and we've made immense progress in dealing with invidious discrimination during that time? And so the idea that it would explicitly target religious liberty claims was, again, a part of this Act that seems not designed to protect against that arbitrary, irrational discrimination, that invidious discrimination, but rather targeted and sweeping so broadly that it's going to target legitimate religious liberty defenses. And so, again and again, you look through the language of the Act, and it sweeps more broadly than much of the rhetoric about the Act.
Yeah, other than Senator Rand Paul, who's also a physician, who was pretty aggressive in some of his statements about this act and the whole, his desire to protect, for instance, women's sports, are there any Democrats who have stood up for common sense regarding this act?
Well, I'm not certain about standing up publicly. I don't know that Joe Manchin supports it. And if Joe Manchin doesn't support it, then they're not even in a situation where there would need to be a filibuster invoked, for example. But I'm not clear on that. It's certainly a legislative priority of the Biden administration. But the problem is that they have put together an act that just is so much more broad than many other non-discrimination acts that we're used to supporting and complying with in American society. This is something that does more than virtually any other non-discrimination act that I've seen. And I think that is something that has not penetrated public consciousness.
If you had a church or synagogue and you wanted to keep separate washrooms for men and for women, and defined by biological men or biological women, would that be a problem under this act?
You would be allowed to maintain the distinction if you're a church under existing law, under existing constitutional law. I don't think there's much of a question about that at all, because existing religious liberty law, even apart from the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, is sort of a giant hands-off churches neon sign. And so the Equality Act itself may seem to indicate that that might happen, but actually existing constitutional law would say no. So some of the most extreme statements about the effect of the Equality Act are not right. There's still very robust religious liberty law, even apart from the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. But in these other areas, like overnight accommodations at schools, lockers at schools, athletics, things like battered women's shelters, these kinds of situations where you might have, for example, trans women, biological males, interacting in inappropriate circumstances with biological females. For example, the sight of a girl or a woman should not be subjected to the sight of male genitalia without their consent.
Seems basic, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it does appear they are going to be very far from getting the 60 votes they would need to advance this in the Senate. So my understanding is the latest is that Chuck Schumer is putting this on ice for the time being. Is that right?
That's my understanding. You know, Senate majority leaders don't necessarily like to force fights that they know they're going to lose. So unless they believe that they could, defeat a filibuster here, or unless the filibuster goes away, for example, and they knew that Manchin would support it, it would surprise me if they put it up. Now, it doesn't mean that they won't put it up for a vote, but it would surprise me.
That's David French. Always a great pleasure speaking to you. Do you want to do a quick summary of your response to CPAC this year? Well, again, not quick enough. David, appreciate it. Again, he is readable at the Dispatch and at the French Press, his three times weekly newsletter. More coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, I didn't know, but Oreo cookies are the most popular brand in the world. And that's why there is a great deal of attention when they send out a tweet, which is sounds like something you might actually receive in a fortune cookie. But that surely must be our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password, so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet? I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, story, Everyone Loves Oreo Cookies, is the way it begins. Since being introduced on March 6th, 1912, so we're 5 days away from the birthday of Oreo Cookies, so I'm sure that's time to celebrate. The delicious cream-filled chocolate wafers have consistently been the best-selling cookie brand in America. They're enjoyed in over 100 countries. However, the cookie company's questionable marketing strategy is dividing people on the internet. Here is what Oreo declared on Twitter, and I think this needs a gong at the end of it. It's three words tweeted out from Oreo Cookie, that's at Oreo Cookie, trans people exist. Wow. Isn't that impressive? And one of the commentaries is, yes, that is true. And people were left looking for more information. Oreo did not provide further context, but many presumed the statement about trans people was in response to the victory of LGBTQ plus rights after... They've started the plus now, so it can include anything, not just LGBTQ+, but LGBTQ+ rights after the House of Representatives voted 224 to 206 in favor of the Equality Act and the transphobia Republicans displayed while considering the legislation, as well as GOP Senator Rand Paul's transphobic attack on Dr. Rachel Levine. Okay, this is ridiculous. The idea that opposition to this act is by definition transphobic, what does transphobic mean? It implies that you just have a hatred of trans people. I wish trans people well. I wish everybody well. Nobody should have to go through unnecessary suffering. But the idea that this kind of sweeping legislation, which would basically erase all distinctions between biological men and biological women. And by the way, this comes at a time when they're trying yet again to pass an equal rights amendment to the Constitution. What they're trying to do is to get the time limit extended for additional states to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. Can you imagine what kind of damage activist courts could do with that as an amendment to the Constitution? The idea that many social media users generally celebrated Oreo's statement of solidarity, so says an update in comicsans.com. It says, roses are red, conservatives are pissed because Oreos said trans people exist. And then there's another tweet that came up here. Cookies shouldn't be smarter than Congress people. What surprises me is this is a company that sells cookies. And people react all the time to companies that take stands that might be considered to the right. The one of the people who makes the beans, the canned beans, I forget what the name of the canned beans is. Jeremy, what's the name of the bean guy? He spoke at CPAC. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Goya beans. And do you remember people were, oh, we have to boycott this? What is, okay, this is not something where someone took a private, one of the people involved as a corporate executive took a private position saying, I support the Equality Act. This is actually put out in the name of the cookie.
It's for cookies, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, 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 starts with C.
Okay, do you really, does this really help the cookie brand? Oreos in the U.S. are made and sold by the Nabisco division of Mondelez International, which was actively doing its part to support the trans community by offering transgender health benefits. Well, wonderful. Last year, Oreo celebrated Gay Pride with special limited edition Oreo Rainbow Oreos to honor their partnership with PFLAG National, the first and largest organization for LGBTQ plus people, their parents and families and allies. And at that time, they tweeted out last year, we're proud to announce, proud in capitals, the first ever rainbow Oreo cookies made in honor of our partnership with PFLAG. Now, I guess this would disturb me more if I actually liked Oreos. I don't. I never have. I'm sorry. I know. There's something wrong with me. I like Toll House cookies. I like chocolate chip cookies. I like oatmeal raisin. I like this. Cougar Mountain does certified kosher delicious cookies. We ought to get them as a sponsor, actually. They make great cookies, and I think they try to maintain a non-political. And by the way, last week Coca-Cola was called out and talking about something that I also don't like. Like, I don't like Oreos. And Coca-Cola was called out because of that diversity training where they urged workers, and there were photographs of it. There were, this was all tweeted out, urging workers to be less white. And can you imagine? Now, of course, it's not going to damage significantly, maybe not a worldwide brand like Coca-Cola. But can't we enjoy our cookie preferences, whether they are Oreos or any other cookie, without injecting politics into it? We recently spoke to the author of, I thought, an important piece that talked about how politics has crept into everything and ruins everything. Because, and again, if you're going to make special rainbow Oreo cookies on one side of things, one of the nice things that sort of society had set up is that there are certain kinds of human relationships, intimate relationships, that are kind of enjoyed best in privacy. Is it truly necessary to inject your approach to transphobia, what is called transphobia, or to gender confirmation surgery, or to any of the treatments? And this is one of those things that I thought Senator Paul did a good job of bringing up, and we played some of it for you on the air, is that when you are pushing, as a lot of trans rights activists are, the right for government to overrule parents when it comes to life-changing, permanent surgeries that young people may request or demand, it's really not a way to go if you're trying to strengthen family relationships and common sense in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.